And our championship game coverage brought to you in part by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, now with 11 locations in the Shore area, including their newest in Lakewood, Lacey, Manahawkin, and a second Tom's River location on Mule Road. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com.
Time to take a peek at our halftime stats. Let's run through them. Manasquan has 12 points out of Marina Mabry. She leads all scorers so far in the game. Courtney Hageman with 5. 3 points for Stella Clark, 2 for Eva Hart, and 2 for Sam Sullivan. Big Blue is a team shooting 10 of 30 for 33%, 1 of 5 from the outside, 3 of 8 from the free throw line. 24 total rebounds. Mabry has 8 of those. 6 steals so far in the night. They have caused St. Rose into 9 turnovers. For the Purple Roses, 5 for Sarah Kurtz, 3 points for Peyton Smith, 2 points for Kat Phipps, and 2 points for Amy White. St. Rose, 2 of 15 from the floor, 1 of 6 from behind the arc, 7 of 12 from the free throw line, minus 7 in the rebound department. As we said, 9 turnovers so far on the night, just 1 assist would certainly make sense if you only have 2 baskets. And Kevin, that, you know, you don't have to go much further than that. If you make 2 baskets during the course of a half, you're going to be struggling. And right now, down 12, St. Rose is certainly doing that.
You know, Matt, there's a couple of numbers that stand out. Number one, St. Rose only had 15 shot attempts in the first half compared to Manasquan's 30, which also tells you the Warriors with quite a job on the offensive glass. How about this? 11 offensive rebounds for Manasquan to 4 for St. Rose. 3 of those by Marina Mabry. And I'll give you 2 individual numbers to me that stand out. Mabry with 8 rebounds in the first half. And Sam Sullivan with 4 assists, all leading to baskets, obviously. And I thought did a superb job of passing the ball inside. But if you're Joe Allen and you're in the locker room right now, you're looking to accentuate some of the positives. And the positive is, I don't know if we could play a worse 16 minutes of basketball and we are not out of this game. 12 points is not an impossible hurdle to overcome. So I think you've got to kind of preach that. We've got to make some baskets in the second half. We've got to do a better job. But we're in this game. We had a bad half. Let's forget about it.
You know, I would say a couple of possible adjustments or changes for St. Rose as the team that's trailing. We haven't seen them go zone at all. That might be something to consider at some point. They play man-to-man, and I'm sure that's what they always play. But at some point, maybe you just have to throw a different look in here or there. And this might sound strange. I think you've got to find someone to go at Mabry, because with the 2 personal fouls, if you can get a quick one on her here in the third quarter and get her 3 early on, you know, that might change the dynamic of the Manasquan lineup just a little bit.
And the other thing is, maybe go with Sullivan, because if you get a 4th on her and she is prone to commit a silly foul or two because of her aggressive nature, you get her out, not just on the defensive end where you totally change Manasquan, but in the offensive end, a lot of the offenses run through her from the top of the post. You change that whole diametric. So I do agree with you. In either case, I'd go for Sullivan early. First possession, I'd go right at her and take a shot that we can get a 4th foul. We'll see what happens. But this is now adjustment time. We always talk about the fact halftime is when coaches get to make their adjustments, and you see who does, you know, the better job based on the first 16 minutes of basketball.
Quarter totals, Manasquan 11 and 13 for their game total of 24. St. Rose 2 and 10 for their game total of 12. It is 24 to 12 in favor of Manasquan, in front of St. Rose by 12. Let's step out for a 60-second timeout. When we come back, Kevin and I will do a quick little preview of the boys' game coming up at 3 o'clock. You can also hear that live here on the Shore Sports Network as well. We're back right after this quick timeout. You're listening to exclusive radio coverage of the Shore Conference Tournament Final on the Shore Sports Network.